This is Nachyomi, Sefer Yehoshua, chapter 14. Our chapter starts by referencing once again the 2.5 tribes on the eastern side of the Jordan River and the inheritance of land that they received via Moshe Rabbeinu. The Perek notes that the number 12 that we count when we consider the 12 tribes of Israel does not include Levi. Instead, we subtract Levi, which does not receive a physical portion of inheritance in the land of Israel, and instead treat Ephraim and Menashe as two independent tribes, although they are subdivisions of the family of Yosef, and one might have thought that they would be lumped together. In fact, they are completely separate. They receive independent inheritances in the land of Israel. The point is also made that the apportionment of the land by Yehoshua, the elders, and Elazar the Kohen Gadol is just as binding, just as significant as the apportionment that was executed by Moshe Rabbeinu himself. It's in fulfillment of what Hashem commanded Moshe. It is a taking to completion of what Moshe Rabbeinu started. It is the fulfillment of the mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu received. At this point, the tribe of Yehuda will be the first tribe to receive its inheritance officially in the land of Israel. But first, Kalev ben Yefune, a member of the tribe of Yehuda, steps forward. We recall Kalev ben Yefune as one of the 12 spies whom Moshe Rabbeinu dispatched to view the land of Israel. And unfortunately, the 10 of those spies came back with a negative report and caused the Jewish people to wander in the desert for 40 years, delaying their entry into Israel because they were afraid, because they came back with a negative report. But Kalev ben Yefune and Yehoshua ben Nun himself were the two spies that protested against this, the two spies that came with a positive report and who encouraged the immediate entry into the land of Israel. Kalev recalls this story and mentions that he was only 40 years old when he first visited the Holy Land as one of the spies and took his courageous stand against the rest of them. Now, as he prepares to receive the reward he had waited for and been promised all of these years, 45 years has passed. He's now a man of 85 years old. And yet he still feels as young, strong, and strong as he did then. He's prepared to drive out the inhabitants of the parcel of land destined for him, which is Hebron. And despite the fact that it is well fortified and it is inhabited by giants, he is not afraid to go to confront them and to take possession of the land that Hashem promised him. Hashem has kept him alive, strong and healthy, so that he can receive the reward that he earned those 45 years ago and that he's been waiting for all along. The Torah tells us that he received that he was going to receive the land, the Sher Darach Ba, that he stepped on, that he was able to tread on. And the Torah says, Vayavo ad Hebron, when it talks about the Meragelim, when it talks about the spies, that they went up to Hebron. It uses the singular language. The rabbis take the singular language of Vayavo ad Hebron to mean that only one of the spies actually came to Hebron, and that was Kalev. Why would Kalev go to Hebron? The rabbis tell us in the Midrash that he came to pray near Ma'arat HaMachpelah, which is located in Hebron, the burial spot of the Avot, of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and of Leah, Rivka, and Sarah. So why is it that Kalev specifically went to that spot? Now, of course, we see that he later receives Hebron. So there's some special personal connection between Kalev and Hebron. But why would he go there on a spying mission? Why would he be the one to go there? So I think that we can understand that for Yehoshua has a living source of support. His mentor, Moshe Rabbeinu, gives him a level of strength. He's able to stay true to his convictions because he has the backup of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Kalev really didn't have any special connection to Moshe Rabbeinu prior to the sin of the spies. He was just a regular person. He was just a tzaddik, a righteous person who comes out of nowhere. We expect Yehoshua to do the right thing when the Meraglim turn against Moshe Rabbeinu, but we don't expect it from Kalev. He really comes out of left field. It's really a surprise that he stands up for the truth. Where did he get this inner strength from? The rabbis seem to be suggesting that he derived his courage from the example of the Avot and Imahot, from reflecting upon Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, from reflecting upon Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, and how they stood up against all the people of their age and in their society. They didn't seek the approval or the acceptance of others, but rather were fiercely independent and chose the path they knew to be right, no matter what anybody else thought. This is exactly what Kalev did in the episode of the spies. He stood up for the truth against everyone else, and therefore it was fitting that he inherit the territory that contained the burial plot of the patriarchs and matriarchs of the Avot and Imahot, whose memory inspired him to this great action.